So hey, welcome to my very first episode, my debut episode on this podcast. I am just so excited to be here and I almost cannot contain my excitement right now. So yeah, this episode is going to be divided into two segments. The first is going to contain my name. I'm going to have to tell you my name, my introduction, and basically the whole motivation behind this concept. And after which we jump right into it. Yes, into the topic of the day. There is a topic already. So I am Chigozie Nwokoji is the surname. And I am just fresh out of school and brimming with a lot of ideas, a lot of things to discuss and share. And as a matter of fact, this concept, this whole idea of this podcast is even long overdue. This is something I've always wanted to do. But because of the roller coaster of crazy happenings that have been going on this year, from the whole pandemic saga to lockdown that came with it, then the stagnating lockdown, I have to add the Black Lives Matter issue, the rape cases, and now the maddening SARS unconstitutional affairs. All these just have a way of just hampering on your psyche, basically just distorting your mind from doing what you set your mind to do. And I had to take a lot of emotional strength to come back and yes, be able to do this eventually. As a matter of fact, the topic is informed by one of these happenings, and I hope you get to enjoy, as I am sure I'm definitely going to enjoy sharing with you guys. And yes, I did mention on the trailer that it is a wee thing, that plural pronoun was very, very intentional. It's going to be a wee thing in the sense that a lot of people are going to get on board on this space. I want as many voices as I can lay my hands on. Talking is something I love to do. Talking is fun for me, but then there are times it can get so tiring. Saliva, they dry from out too. So I would be having guests as friends come around. Don't expect celebrities on me yet. I don't know many people from that angle. And you may get to hear your own voices as time unfolds. Yes, I may get to have to post recordings or the recordings you make on any topic I must have put out, and I get to read out your messages on certain episodes. I hope I'm able to incorporate this. I'm going to find a feature where this is possible. I am just sure that all of us are going to get on board. This is going to be one progressively expanding family. So now my topic is religiosity and spirituality. You must have seen it on the description already, and this is the angle we're coming from, the angle of what is your definition of faith, your definition of what you choose to call faith. So like I said, this topic is born from one of the happenings, or the crazy happenings that have been going on this year, and one of which is the stagnating lockdown. Yeah, necessary, but then stagnating, because we all have to be put in one particular place where it's almost as though there's no progress economy wise and yeah, many people were feeling shortchanged, particularly when it comes to religious practices. So yeah, I engaged in an argument with my sister on this aspect, on this issue, and yeah, the argument developed, it blossomed. I'm going to call it an argument because I perceive argument as, yes, a civil conversation by two different people with subjective views. But if you think argument is some sort of heated series of clapbacks, that is not the angle I'm coming from, because we had this very conversation in a very civil manner. Yeah, and at some point I had to be objective. Now my sister is of the view that for the fact that she's been away from church for a while, it's almost as though she is unchristian. She is gradually becoming unchristian. By the way, high five to you, my sister Benita. I'm sure she's listening on this now and be like, so this boy don't carry my matter go here. But then I'm sure she never had the idea that she's influencing my very first topic. So that was her view, that she felt unchristian about the fact that she doesn't have to go to church. And I have to tell her there and then, I don't feel this way. I feel Christianity has to entail a certain kind of spirituality, a certain kind of deeper connection with what you claim to believe in that is not material, that is not dependent on practices and observing church days, observing meetings. That was for me, that was the angle I was coming from. So I'm not going to start defining what religion is all about now, as that is going to be exhausting. But then that was my view. I thought this is what being a Christian should entail. The fact that you are practicing it on your daily life, it should be a daily practice of goodness to neighbors, to friends. And yes, you can come to that level of spirituality when you closer to your God, you feel you don't need quiet moments with yourself and communicate with God on that level. But then I start things differently. And at some point, I have to be objective, as I am going to be objective here, but I see where she is coming from. Now, at some point growing up, there was this tendency to not feel like a Christian because you don't go to church. There is this possibility to just forget that you're a Christian for a moment if you don't go to church on a Sunday. So, just like my sister, there's so many other people that have this belief that when they don't go to church, they are less of a Christian. And it is understandable because of the fact that when you are in the midst of other Christians, there is this constant reminder that this is who you are, this is who you identify as. So she has to be practicing, she has to be one of those that comply with going to church, as it is a constant reminder for her, especially because her hands could be filled up with other things. So she's, you're busy with a whole lot of other engaging affairs that it is possible to just forget. So she needs that kind of presence, that kind of reminder by being in a building. But my case was different. But like I said, before now, I would hold her opinion. And yeah, I gather this is going to be a very, very objective space. So this is it. I see her perspective and this is my own perspective. So I would like to hear from you what you feel about this. Is this how you feel about Christianity? Is this how you feel about practicing your religion? Because yeah, like I said, there was the tendency of feeling you have been shortchanged by not coming to church and all of the regularities that came with even the leasing of the lockdown, because we started going to church a couple of weeks back and I'm finding it a lot more interesting. Yeah, mass or whatever you do now, mass is what I call mine because I'm Catholic. So mass is sort of more interesting now, yeah, because of the serenity and calmness and the spaces. There is this comfort, there is this, beyond it, this quietness. And I get this quietness that I've been missing in the church for a while. There have been lots of jai going on, infiltrating into the church, and which I feel it is okay, because there are moments where I will be in my shiriwiri mood and I want to dance and shake my body in church. But in a moment like this, I'm enjoying the church more, even with the whole regulation and the spacing. And yes, there is this consolation that you know how long you'll be spending in church. 2 hours is how long our masses last, and you're just sitting, entering the church, this mass is going to last for 2 hours. So all of those uneasiness that come with elongated masses, elongated services, because of all of the other additives, all of the dancing and clapping and thanksgiving, while all of those things could be beautiful, this is an African setup, so we understand why all of those things are necessary to let off steam. That is how I see it, letting off steam, and we all need it at some point. I feel the way it is now is necessary for the time we're going through. And yeah, this is my take, this is my topic, this is what today is basically going to be all about. And yeah, I guess I didn't mention earlier that it was also influenced by the fact that I am Christian, so I have to admit, by the fact that God has seen us through all of these. And I also feel the very first thing I should do here should be as some a dedication, so to speak, to God in gratitude for having seen all of this madness and still be here and still fighting, it's almost as though someone created 2020 from another planet and tossed it on us, like they didn't stone us, but we will pass, we will survive. And I want you guys to believe there's an end in sight with the kind of personalities that are out there. And trust me, there's an end in sight to this SAS madness. So yeah, so I'm going to end with telling you about a very, very important feature on this podcast page you're on right now. A very important feature you may not recognize. It's easy to overlook, but it's the most obvious. It is the message feature. You just click on that message space there. You make your comments. You can also post your recordings. And like I said, this is an open space. Your voices get to be heard, which will be dependent on your choice. By the way, you can choose to go by anonymous, and I won't mention your name, but let me know if you want your views to be aired. And just in my next episode, you may hear whatever suggestion, whatever opinion you may have put out on to this topic. So I do hope you had a beautiful time. I do hope you had a beautiful time, because I had a beautiful time sharing this space with you. And for me here, it is a wrap and a good night until we meet next Saturday night. So yeah,